take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
All right, you primitive dickheads, listen up. You see this? This is my podcast! The three-person triple-dicked comedy show. iTunes, top of the line. You can find this in the comedy podcast section. That's right. This sweet baby was made in Anaheim, California. Rates at about 4.5 stars. It's got a nervous hipster, a dorky bass player, and a fat loudmouth. That's right. Listen, schkids. Listen, shy kids. You got that?
Shy kids.
Welcome to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
My name's Dean.
My name's Doc.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Pretty good.
It's Saturday or Monday, depending on when you're listening to this.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
I got a surprise for you guys.
What? You have a surprise?
You guys have brought on two guests.
Oh, shit.
So I brought on two guests.
What?
Oh, you're doubling down?
Yep.
Oh, now me and Corey both owe one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not fair.
Well, I don't have pretty girls.
Now Dean gets two sick days.
Wait.
Oh, hold on. You didn't bring in girls?
You brought two guests and neither of them are girls?
No, look, guys.
That doesn't count as guests. That's just like we're going to hang out with some dudes.
Yeah. I know this is going to be a sausage party. It's going to be...
It's already a sausage party.
Yeah. Well,
sausage is full up in this room.
Yeah. And it's going to be a sausage party in the audience's ears.
Okay.
So five dicks in their ears.
Perfect.
So...
That's definitely a party.
Introducing from SharkTank.com, Tim and Dane.
Tim and Dane?
Hi. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Shark Tank. It's the S.
Nice.
We usually say Shark Tank, shark with a C, because sharks come from the sea. That's our way of explaining why we spelled it stupid.
That's why there's so many sharks.
Oh, so it's Shark Tank with a C.
Yeah, SHARCTANK.
Okay.
Are you sure?
So you're not... The millionaires we have to pitch our products to?
No, but I get confused all the time because I didn't know that was a thing until recently. And so I'll hear people saying like, oh, I was watching Shark Tank, and I'll like perk up real quick. Because,
like, ooh. You know,
that's what I'm always working on.
I will put my business a proposal away then.
I thought we were talking to Mark Cuban and Robert Schuschel.
The old cranky dude.
Yeah.
I do often get confused for Mark Cuban. So
yeah, that'll happen. So which one's Tim and which one's Dane? We should give our listeners
I was about to.
Oh, his name's Dane? I thought it was Dean.
No, Dean's are Dean.
We have a Dean. You have a Dane.
I'm Dane. I went to high school with Dean.
He did.
Okay.
Oh.
So, listeners, that's Dane's voice.
Yes.
And I'm Tim. I live with Dane. We're heterosexual life partners. We're from Seattle, so we actually we got gay married, and we do have sex sometimes, but it's perfectly straight.
Gay sex. You're usually too high to get it up anyway.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
The Emerald City.
Yeah,
smoke them if you got them.
That's right.
And everyone's got them.
So tell us a little bit about Shark Tank.
Well, we're a gaming website. Well, not specifically gaming. We also
do
like
geek culture
with an emphasis on gaming, I guess. Okay. We do like cosplay. We go to cons and take pictures of all the cosplay. So there's lots of cosplay photos up there. We got, I do a couple different YouTube shows. I do a tabletop strategy game show. Me and Dan together used to do a video game review podcast.
That was the Was It Worth It podcast.
Was It Worth It?
Was it worth it?
And
apparently it wasn't.
We're on a hiatus right now.
So it wasn't worth it.
We did 20 episodes. Not that worth it. Took a break.
It's not worth it.
We'll be back.
Oh, you will return though.
Yeah, I think we will. Yeah, we're just going to talk about what games we want to launch back into after probably after summer.
Yeah,
and you know, then, fellas, I do video
also
do game
Let's Plays.
Stuff.
And coming up are Let's Plays. Actually, I don't know when this is going to air. It may have already aired, but we will have special guests Dean and Doc from the Shy Kids podcast, if you've ever heard of it.
Who are those two cunts?
They'll be on our show. It's called Game Chums, and it's a Let's Play. We're trying to channel that feeling of being on a couch with your friends playing video games, just dicking around, you know.
Yeah.
laughing, having fun more than caring about the game.
Hey, I'm Chum.
Chumming it up.
Description.
Yeah. I'm not so chum.
Topical.
That's cool. Yeah. Yeah, we did record that already, so that'll be coming out sometime.
Eventually, sweet. Yep.
Eventually.
It'll be chumming out.
Sometimes is actually the best time to release something.
Eventually.
This or next Wednesday, right?
Yeah, we'll find out. We'll announce it too, of course, because we're on it.
Of course, yeah.
Corey's not on it because he doesn't have computer.
I have to know what a video game is.
I am not video gamey necessarily.
Corey's favorite game is Mario Paint. What does tell you
no,
about
no.
him?
No, I advanced to Mario Kart, but not that N64 shit. That was way too many buttons.
You were all about SNES Mario Kart?
Yes, Nintendo is pretty much the end of my gaming.
God, that Z button really fucked them up.
Yeah.
Have you played the Wii version?
I have not.
You literally hold a steering wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I have a Wii, but I can only play tennis. Like, that's the only game.
What about bowling?
I'm terrible at bowling.
I like the golf, honestly.
Yeah, none of those work for me.
I'm really good at the tennis.
I can do tennis.
What? Why are you broken?
You know what? I have a wife and a child.
That's his excuse for everything.
And my child is not old enough to play video games. I'm sure I will turn a corner soon.
Yeah.
Where I'll get back into gaming.
I mean, there's plenty of games. Like, any one of the Lego games are, like, made for just drop in, drop out with your dumb 3-year-old that doesn't know what they're doing.
Awesome.
Perfect for that.
Yeah. I thought the QuickTime event sex scenes were a bit much to get the adults drawn in.
The animatics where they show tits and shit
I love the Lego tits.
How do they depict the Lego coming? Is it like stop motion? Like
little white blocks?
It's those circle blocks.
Yeah, the translucent ones, like the trans yellow ones.
It just appears on her head, you know, stuck to the thing on top.
Oh, yeah, it just sticks to the thing on top.
Yeah, and it builds eventually, yeah.
It just boop, boop, boop.
We should do a fan stop motion recreation of that scene from Something About Mary where she gets a Lego piece stuck in her head.
Corey, you know they make Lego Harry Potter, right? Yeah.
Do they?
They do. They have like seven of them.
I heard you say Lego superheroes.
You can recreate your Ginny Ron fanfic.
Oh, damn. Free range movement, or are you stuck to
you have to unlock everybody and then it becomes free range.
Really?
Yeah.
And then Ginny free range and Ron can get a
and then you can have right soulless ginger love. Incest.
Yeah, you can poly jizz however you want to.
Yeah, see, it wasn't actually Ron or Ginny. Never, you know what? I'm not even gonna get into it.
More like radio.com.
By the way, guys, a little housekeeping to do. We've got a Twitter question from at C Mendens. Mendens, one of our super fans.
He is a super fan.
He is a super fan. And he wrote, and I think this could be our topic this evening. He wrote, at Shy Kids Podcast, worst job or story from a bad job that doesn't involve at Docky Wheats shitting his pants.
That's going to be a hard one.
Down.
Yeah.
There's a quite a famous story from one of our episodes where Doc shit himself twice in consecutive
in the same place
in the same place days. Two different days.
There was also a ball cutting incident
that takes skill.
There was a ball cutting incident.
Oh man, that particular story! I recall myself laughing so hard at my desk at work and just being worried that people around me thought I was crazy.
It actually reminded me of this thing that happened to a guy that was on my softball team, and I don't know if this is a common thing, but he really had to take a shit, so he went into Taco Bell to do it, and someone had stuck a bunch of hot sauce packets under the toilet seat, so when he sat down, they just exploded onto his nuts.
Oh, like, my God.
Just hot sauce all over his balls.
So not quite the same, because he didn't tear his scrotum.
No, there was no blood, but it just, you know, the imagery reminded me of the imagery of just Taco Bell hot sauce all over. Anyway, yeah, and it was on his way to a softball game, so through the whole game, he was just like pouring water on his nuts, like.
Oh, it was it wasn't just mild?
No, yeah. It stung him the whole night.
Wow.
Ouch.
Corey, you were just there. It's back. He's trying to stop the screensaver from coming on.
We're very professional.
You got to slide it all the way to never. See that? Yeah, there you go. So let me, because we were concentrating on that at the end of your story, so let's do this.
That's fucking nuts. What a hoot and a holler.
Just genuine leave it all in reaction.
Sorry, I derailed that, guys. So a guy got taco sauce on his nuts.
And that's it wasn't a spicy mild. Need a ball.
Yeah, he got hot. Anyway, the mood has been killed.
It has. Sorry. So at C Mendence. What is
Mendence?
Mendence.
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 At C Mendence.
Worst jobs or worst story from a job?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's pretty interesting.
Worst job, worst story from a job.
Do you guys have you had terrible jobs? I've had a few terrible jobs. Yeah.
I haven't really had terrible jobs, but I've had terrible things happen at jobs. So.
Yeah,
that
counts.
I think that still fits the description.
That totally fits the description. Yeah. Who wants to go first?
Should we defer to our guests?
Let's defer to our guests. Which one of you wants to go first?
It's up to you, Tim.
Go ahead, Dane.
Okay.
Dane is going first.
Okay. The worst one, actually, back in 2008, I worked for an espresso machine manufacturer. They were located here in Seattle at the time. They're actually
typical.
A direct competitor.
Yeah, that's so stereotypical.
So Seattle.
Holy shit.
Yeah. They're actually a direct competitor to whoever makes the machines that Starbucks uses.
And
this company that I work for actually supplies McDonald's with their espresso machines. And so they were directly responsible for McDonald's, like, McCafe campaign that started up back in, like, 2007 or 2008. So I was put right on the McDonald's account as soon as I was hired. They called it the key account, and I was a dispatcher. So I basically received reports of which machines were fucking up and where they were located in the U.S. And then I had to call the nearest contracted service provider and give them the details.
Yeah.
So anything from their machine isn't heating up the coffee to the milk tubes are clogged.
Milk tubes.
Oh, sexy.
Yummy.
Yeah, these machines that McDonald's uses, we called them three-step machines because they automatically performed basically every step of making an espresso drink. So the grinding and packing of the coffee, the pouring of the shot, as well as the steaming and pouring of the milk.
You're fucking kidding me.
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why would he make up such a serious thing?
Like robotic baristas?
Yeah, pretty much. But of course, you know, the coffee suffers, or the drink suffers as a result because it makes it shitty. Not even Starbucks machines steam and pour the milk on their own.
No. Yeah, I was a barista for a few years out of high school.
Oh, okay.
And
Corey, you know the Cro-Magnon man that McDonald's hires. They just need to be able to push a button.
Hold on. That Cro-Magnon man, now in Seattle, makes $15.
Yes.
Yeah. Only in Seattle city limits, though.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. They deserve to make more than any job I've gotten while having a degree. Entry level. Yeah.
Well, perfect. We'll see how it goes. I mean, if it's successful, then, you know, other cities might start to.
Yeah. Why don't you just move up to Seattle?
Yeah. Let's do that.
It's obvious.
I do like the rain.
Yeah. I have friends that live in Seattle. Yeah.
And I'm way into suicide.
I have friends that live in Seattle.
Way.
Anyway, gosh, what were we talking about?
Your job.
You were talking about robot baristas.
Yeah, robot baristas.
Clogged milk lines.
Like the machines, they suck the milk up through tubes connected to a refrigerator.
Wait.
Hold on, that's
really
sexy.
I didn't know you were going to talk sexy.
Yeah. Talk slower, just a little slower.
Robot talk is always sexy next time.
But it requires a lot of upkeep to keep those milk tubes clean.
Mm.
And right. So if you combine that with underpaid 16-year-olds, you know, who work at McDonald's, you get really nasty fucking coffee machines. Customers would complain sometimes about curdled milk chunks floating around in their drinks.
That's not even the worst part.
No. Oh, I guess. Yeah,
Mommy, I need a toothpick.
And
just call it poutine.
To tell the service companies so that they knew what they were in for, basically, when the technician went to go fix the machine.
Right.
But we had a few special cases where the disgusting gunked up milk actually sat in the milk tubes for so long that flies got into the machines.
Wow.
And so I had to explain to technicians that he needed to go to a McDonald's to clean maggots out of milk tubes in an espresso machine. And this happened more than once.
Yeah. Yikes.
That's fucking disgusting. I would get upset with watching Starbucks baristas reuse milk.
Yeah. Oh.
Like they don't pre-measure their milk. Like when the coffee shop I worked at, we would pre-measure every drink so that you were only using the correct amount for each drink.
Right.
Sure.
And I would go into Starbucks and watch them make a latte, and they would just pour the milk till the thing was full, and then they would steam the milk and froth milk and pour whatever they needed, then just put that hot milk into a fridge below them.
Oh, wow.
Thusly lowering the temperature to breed bacteria while it's sitting in the fridge because they pull it right back out.
Yeah. Besides the fact that it makes for a shittier drink for the next person.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, exactly. Yeah, because you're going to re-steam that.
Your milk has
lukewarm milk
skin on the top.
It's gross. Exactly.
Like when you've microwaved the same leftovers four times.
Oh. It's the equivalent of microwaving French fries. Yeah, if you've ever tried to microwave French fries, it's terrible.
You ever bring nachos home from the restaurant? Yeah. And you're like, I'll eat these later. And then you microwave them and you got rubber chips.
Yeah, there are certain foods that when they ask you, like, oh, you want a box for that? You just go, nah, I'm okay. That's not
cheeseburger
gonna...
where like the juice from the meat has already soaked into the buns and there's like still lettuce on it.
Yeah.
And there's like the and there's like a solid fat just like
Oh, like that.
And I get skeeved out microwaving mayonnaise.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what creeps me out? KFC the next day.
Yeah.
The like wing that's at the bottom when you pick it up and it's got that yellowy like gelatin.
Yeah.
That is collected
that's
in the crevices.
The
it's called chicken gravy, my friend.
Yeah. That makes me think of like
that's the flavor saver.
Yeah.
That makes me think of the liquid in the wet cat food when you take it back out of the fridge and it's all globbed up.
Oh, gelatin. Yeah. That's my favorite part.
Oh, I remember I remember when my grandma would have dinner, that shit would happen all the time.
Horse hooves. Shit, where were we?
We were on his
fucking maggots.
Maggots, yeah.
Maggots, yeah, the maggots, man. That was, and it made it so uncomfortable because we're in this, like, supposedly professional environment and, like, the company, they were actually based out of Switzerland, I think. They were a big, like, kitchen supplies company in Switzerland, and they were trying to make their break into the U.S. So, like, we were fairly fresh, and there was just a bunch of shithead, like, VPs, you know, trying to, like, run the show and, you know, make sure everything went well with McDonald's. So it was just awkward because there were so many issues, the maggots not being the only one.
Plus, it was hard to get them to stop playing Minecraft, so... which is Sweden, but
pre Minecraft. Yeah. It's weird to think that because it doesn't feel like it was that long ago. Yet it was still before Minecraft.
Yeah,
there's a time before Minecraft
in the before
what?
Time in the long.
I have
ago.
No,
long,
I have no ago. Point of reference actually for Minecraft.
Before Minecraft, it's called BM.
in regards to that coffee company, though,
yeah. The maggots, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Back to the maggots, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, the only other thing other than the maggots in terms of grossness and the curdled milk in the tubes. Actually, I might as well mention a lot of the reason why the milk would curdle up in the tubes like that is because we had this special like cleaning fluid that we would send to them and they would have to run like a cleaning cycle every night or whatever.
Yeah.
And they would use too much of the solution
and it would
hit all the milk that's all sitting in there and create like a... what is it? A coagulation.
Oh, no.
And then they would get all freaked out and they wouldn't be able to flush it out because there's too much and we'd have to regularly send. That was actually the most common thing. We were just dumping money, sending technicians, even like after hours and overtime and all that shit because McDonald's was like a big deal. We had to help them like immediately. So yeah, we were sending so many technicians
How have people not died like every week at McDonald's then? Because this sounds like...
Because McDonald's covers it up.
Do. Oh, okay. Yeah.
They're that big, Dean.
That's right.
Shit, this runs deep.
Yeah.
If you try to expose them, they banish you to McDonald Land.
I think I'm about to be banished to McDonald Land.
Yeah.
Should we bleep McDonald's this whole
time?
We
probably should bleep the name of the corporation.
Yeah, fucking Grimace is going to break.
That's a good idea.
Fucking
Grimace
is going to break.
I never said
legs,
the name
man.
Of the company that I worked for, but I didn't even think about McDonald's.
I'll just re-edit in, and I'll change it to like
Taco Bell.
Rallies. Checkers.
Hardee's.
Yeah,
some East Coast
but establishment.
Mayor McCheese is gonna fuck you up.
You're gonna have to bleep that now, son of a bitch.
Oh, fucking hell! I'm not bleeping shit now.
Let's just say their CEO was named Ronald with a McDonald.
He's a bit of a clown, honestly.
All right, well, that's a good bad job. Having to deal with McDonald's creeps.
That is gross.
Other than the maggots and the nasty coffee, the job itself sucked. Like, the company was a piece of shit. They didn't know what they were doing.
Oh, it's so
good. All right, well, that's definitely a good one.
Glad I don't like coffee.
You don't like coffee?
I hate coffee.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm a tea guy.
It's fucking like dirty coffee. Water. I like espresso.
Tea square guy.
I got that one.
I don't like coffee either, and I live in a weird place to not like coffee.
That's true.
Yes, you do.
Colombia.
I, I really like coffee, but my stomach doesn't.
Well, coffee does give you shits. That's true.
Dude, coffee is the only thing that lets me shit.
Actually, when I worked there at that coffee company, the break rooms, they actually had their fancy machines, not just the shitty ones that pulled all the milk and everything, but they had the old school machines where you actually had to like pack your own your own puck of grounds and actually like run the shot for however many seconds. And the people there were real savvy on it, so they taught me how to actually do all the barista shit, which was pretty cool. I got to do that on breaks, is just make my own fancy espressos, and yeah, it got to the point where like if I just hadn't been shitting, I could just go in there, just make a double shot, and I was in the bathroom in 5 minutes.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Tim, what do you got?
Okay, so I had a collection of stories, and I'm trying to decide what the best one is. I'm an engineer, by the way. So in case
You drive trains.
Yes.
Nice.
Chugga, 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 chugga.
The first person who's ever said that.
Really? The first? I was clever.
We're really funny and original.
Yeah.
My degree was in mechanical engineering, but I focused in mechatronics is what it's called, which is basically robotics.
Oh, like Gundams and shit?
Yeah, exactly. So
they were more Gundam style.
Mechanical, yeah. That's actually was, you know... Anyway,
the theme.
So I had nothing on that.
That happens to most of us.
Just move on and we'll cut it.
Mechanical engineering is the broadest discipline in the engineering disciplines. So one of the
really
things
a lot
that
of girls
we,
in that
we take a lot of
I didn't actually hear what Dean said.
A lot of girls in that?
Because it's the most broad.
So many broads.
So many broads.
That's actually civil engineering. But anyway. One of the things, I had an internship between my junior and senior year, and I internshipped at a seafood manufacturing plant as a manufacturing engineer intern. So you might think, what's a seafood manufacturing plant? Well, you know, like...
Wouldn't that be called a kitchen?
No, it's a factory. So, you know, all the, you know, oven-ready crab cakes and things like that.
Is that where they make the pink slime?
But the thing is,
no.
Their specialty was fake crab meat.
Oh, I love fake crab meat.
Artificial crab meat. Okay,
I can't eat it anymore. But yeah,
isn't that like tilapia or something like that?
Yeah. So it's based.
Tilapia is a real fish.
But I think it is made out of.
It's made out of fish. It's called surimi, and it's basically a paste made of various white fish. There's different grades of surimi depending on the type of fish. So tilapia would be a lower grade. Halibut would be a higher grade, obviously. Anyway, so what they do is they have these big, giant what I should say is a big thing that I did as my job was just kind of be in the factory or in the manufacturing plant and watch them work and look for inefficiencies, kind of. That's kind of how it works,
you were the
right?
snitch.
More like not so much people being inefficient, but the machines.
Yeah.
Right? So like, okay, if we run these lines on this day, these two synergize. Anyway, so they have these big...
He tried to use the word synergy.
Hold on, Corey's still laughing.
I just picture like... All right, listen up, machine B7X432. You've been moving a little slow today. I had to bring you up and write you up.
This is a teachable moment.
You have to get out. Sometimes you got to take the belt off. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're a snitch.
So there are these big, like, kind of like giant stainless steel blenders, essentially, and they held like 100 gallons worth of stuff, right?
Like fish,
and they're called
goop.
Silent cutters, and
fish
and,
goop.
And they would put
I had a girlfriend who was a silent cutter.
Oh,
silent cutters.
Yeah,
that's what I sneak
cutters,
farts.
Anyway. I thought they just wanted
sneaky farts.
I thought they just wanted attention. Why would they be silent?
Well, that was the
she
weird
was mute.
Thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Go on. Sorry.
He would find her in the bathtub all the time.
So they would take the surimi and add water and other ingredients. There's actually a little bit of real crab meat in. Fake crab meat, but I can't tell you that.
Oh, class action lawsuit now.
You got to bleep
liars.
anyway, so it would close. It sealed completely, and it would run for like a half hour. And when those things opened after they were done, after they'd run their cycle, the smell was just I can't eat anything with artificial crab meat in it now because the smell of it makes me want to vomit. because that, you know, like anything that's concentrated, like if you fart in your hand and immediately sniff it, you know, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Fart in a jar, hold it for a month, and then open it.
It's kind of like a menopause sauna.
That reminds me, Tim. So Tim's an engineer. Sorry to go off topic. Tim's an engineer, and our friend Frank, who also works on Shark Tank with us, he and I wanted Tim to help us come up with a fart in a jar that actually has like suction to it. So that way you can turn it on. And then fart, and then it sucks in the fart, and then immediately seals it perfectly airtight.
You just need
and then you can reverse
valve.
That, and then shoot it out.
That sounds like something you could bring on the real Shark Tank.
Yes.
I really could do that if you want me to.
Yeah.
As if this all, if we actually made all this, if this all existed, it'd probably sell. It'd probably do pretty well.
It would probably become some video on the internet.
No, Spencer GIFs, that would sell like hotcakes.
Yeah.
It would.
Plug that collects your farts.
Yeah. Or you could just sell it at the base of Mount Fuji and say it's the air that comes from there.
It's the fart plug.
So stinky fish tanks.
Yeah, and just it's inhuman. Like, I can't even describe to you. Like, the English language is not intricate enough to describe the smell that came out of these things when they were done.
The Eskimo had three words for it.
Can I tell you what I imagine?
Yeah, go ahead.
I imagine the smell to be fish with leprosy fucking.
Yeah, if like a durian had a vagina, maybe that's what it would smell like.
Okay, so there's a leper fish colony, right? And they are, you know, routinely have orgies, right? It's like someone went to one of those orgies and then crushed it all into one tight space and left it in the sun for a year.
Yeah, like a neutron star of leprosy orgy.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Now you understand my pain.
Did the smell ever hit you and then you actually vomited as a result?
No.
That's where the pink slime came
from. If I did,
from.
I would have vomited into my beard net.
You had a beard net?
I did.
That's awesome.
Fucking beard net.
I should get beard nets.
You don't do anything, Corey.
No, but
you wouldn't need one.
Oh, you got it all over the keyboard when you're doing this puppy t-shirt.
Yeah, every time I was on the factory floor, I had to wear a hair net, a beard net, and little booties on my shoes.
I have to wear eyebrow nets.
Because you didn't want to add to the smell.
Yeah, exactly. No. The nice thing is there was one line that was called the fry line, and that's where they flash fried all the stuff for like ready oven ready crab cakes and stuff.
Fish sticks.
Did that smell delicious?
Smelled so good.
Oh yeah,
it just smelled amazing.
I heard a story recently about a similar vat with those cutters that would mix fucking
fish.
No, cookie dough for fortune cookies.
Yeah.
Sure.
And,
it's way
and
better.
They found when they opened the machine.
Yeah.
Because like you said, they seal it off, it runs for hours, and then they open it back up, and there was a dude.
Oh, no.
In the machine.
In the cookie dough machine?
Yeah.
And they were like, that was too much cookie dough. We can't waste it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
How do you think they get the fortunes? I mean, they don't work unless you sacrifice a human soul.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes me think of that show. You might be familiar with it. It was called A Thousand Ways to Die.
Yes.
Yeah.
On Spike.
Yes, and yeah, there were things like that all the time where it was like, Joe didn't notice his coworker was still in the machine when he turned it on.
The
subtitle would have been like, bad fortune. When the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, the machine seems to be stuck. Let me turn it to high.
Yeah.
It's screaming. That's odd. Oh, well, time to go home.
Ancient Chinese secret.
Speaking of fortune cookies, total sidetrack.
Yes.
But if you ever want to drive your friends crazy... If you're at a Chinese restaurant,
I know what you're going to say.
I
do this.
Okay. You eat the fortune cookie and throw the paper away without reading it.
Better yet,
oh, man, that's amazing.
Take the fortune out and place it face down in front of you and never touch it.
I throw it away. I don't read it and I throw it away.
See, but
it
like,
drives them fucking crazy.
That's awesome.
But like by crumpling it up, they may assume that you had read it and crumpled it up.
Oh, I'm very like, I put on a presentation. I get everybody's attention.
Hey, guys, gonna read my fortune. Crumple, crumple, crumple.
Yeah, no, I go, oh, cool, they got fortune cookies. Crack, paper, throw that aside. Eat.
This is the best thing, okay? You pretend like you don't know there's a fortune in there, and you just throw the whole cookie in your mouth.
Yeah. All right, I think you trumped both of us.
Yeah, that one's even better.
Yeah.
I like that. How to make new friends.
Yeah. The shy kid's way. Perfect.
Oh man,
shitty stinkfish.
Shitty.
So
bang
we
bang.
Have curdled
maggots.
We have curdled maggots and
curdled
shitty
maggots.
Stinkfish.
That's a good band name.
Yeah. Curdled maggots.
Curdled maggots.
Yeah, actually, Shitty Stinkfish was one of the bands I was in high school.
Perfect.
Sounds like an ex I had.
Kimmy Kim.
Oh, that's Dean's ex, yeah.
That's not hygienic.
No.
Dean, do you have a
Yeah, I've got a story. Not from a bad job, but a bad thing that happened at a job. I work at a graphic design company. It really has nothing to do with this story, but I just like to brag.
I'm an artist.
But this happened in the... It has parallels to one of Doc's stories because it happened in the bathroom. Actually, parallels to all of Doc's stories because it happened in the bathroom. I was in the stall...
jerking off?
Dropping a deuce.
Hey.
Whatever you want to call it, man.
You know the way that's set up, it has like a door that's just held together by this little like aluminum foil piece of
yeah.
shit that,
yeah.
that like barely holds
it all.
It's a gum
wrapper.
Yeah.
Stall door.
Yeah, and so the way that it's set up is that I'm in the smaller stall that's attached by one wall to the handicap stall. Like
Whoa,
the big
always
one.
Go handicap.
I always go handicap.
Yeah.
Well, we have some handicapped people in my work. So
really?
Boo.
Yeah. Well, no. Fuck them.
Well, there are also some heavier people at my work that probably wouldn't want to use a small.
That's my excuse.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's attached to the handicap stall by one wall. So anytime you close the door on the handicap stall, it shakes the fuck out of the smaller one that I'm using. Yeah. And one time, I guess somebody had come out of the handicap stall and slammed the door, and that shook the. My stall enough to
Jimmy
open the handle and open the door while I'm sitting with my pants around my ankles. But the bad part of it was I didn't realize this had happened because I was concentrating so much on taking a shit that my head was down. And so when I look up eventually, I realize the door had been open for I have no idea how long.
20 minutes.
Yeah, something. it was within the range of like 5 minutes, I think, if I could remember when the door had slammed on the other stall looking back. And...
So you're busy looking down doing Lamaze.
Yeah, pretty much.
Come on, you can get out.
Yeah, because I have a.
Should really start drinking coffee.
Yeah, and I have like a high protein diet too, so that's not good for shits.
Start eating some apples.
Yeah, I should probably start drinking coffee.
Yeah.
And yeah, so to this day, I don't know if anybody actually saw me with my pants around my ankles taking a shit, and that makes it almost worse because it's not like I can bring it up with somebody like, has anybody seen my dick?
They've seen your fucking giant bush.
Yeah, one could only assume I'm
your
Italian.
You're a hairy motherfucker.
I've got like fucking. I got Don King in a leg lock.
There you go.
I was trying to think of somebody from the Civil
Smoking
Rights
a cigar.
Area. Yeah. but yeah, to the it's like the terror of not knowing pretty much that makes that story bad because I don't know who has or hasn't seen my dick at work. So
was it like on display? Were you like spread eagle trying to take a shit?
No, but I've got.
He had an erection.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I was jacking off. Well, that helps me shit.
That's how do you not get an erection? Like the turds, like press against your prostate.
I know, and like
the sight of them coming out.
It's so visceral.
Watch it, right?
Like
that's why Blumpkins are so great.
Oh, okay. Quick side story. I once, when I was a driver. This is a shit story. I apologize. When I was a driver,
it's a doc story.
There was this one location I'd go to where, when you were sitting on their toilet shitting. You were facing a mirror. So, and the toilet seat was elevated, like way above the toilet.
Like a geriatric
so
toilet.
So you could watch the poo come out of your ass.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
And you know that's a two-way mirror.
Yeah. You would suddenly just see it. You would see a little brown thing poke from behind your balls. And then just watch it slowly slack.
Would you get a lens flare as it came out?
Oh my God.
Bum, 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 bum,
I don't even need to go to the body exhibit now. I know how it works.
Yeah. It was so weird. It was like, I don't like looking at this.
Oh, I feel like I'm watching a Kubrick film.
I can't look away.
Yeah.
My other work story is actually a shit story.
Go for it.
Go.
So I feel like I should tell it because it's relevant. I worked at Nintendo in their call center for about
Holy
a year and a
shit.
Half.
Did you meet Miyamoto?
No, just Reggie Fils and me.
I don't know who that is.
That's
but go ahead.
That's the president of the American Nintendo branch.
Oh, boo!
he's kind of a minor celebrity in the gaming world. But anyway,
He's the reason we didn't get Mother 3.
What?
I said he's the reason we didn't get Mother 3.
Also because it would have sold shit probably.
Yeah.
But I just moved over to another game company to do pretty much the same thing. And honestly, the experience I'm about to describe actually applies there as well.
Okay.
But not quite as bad. But this isn't really a terrible job experience story, so to speak, because I actually had a great time working at Nintendo, and I'm having a great time working at my current company. They're both great. But this is more specific to being male and working at game companies, which are male-dominated. The bathrooms are fucking scary.
Oh, yeah, I imagine.
Yeah, especially at Nintendo during the holidays when there's like this huge influx of temporary employees to account for all the increased contacts we would get. Yeah, I swear to fuck, the bathrooms turn into German dungeons. It's like 24/7 around the clock. Like there's like, never not dudes creating like a nightmarish combination of sounds and smells and
shit on the seat.
Oh yeah, no, regularly.
Dead chickens. I pictured a German dungeon now.
It was so male dominated that all the women's bathrooms were turned into unisex bathrooms.
Oh,
wow. Oh, man. That's funny.
Yeah, man. These bathrooms, they're like infinite groans followed by like plops and splashes and heavy breathing, brown streaks everywhere. I'm not kidding. Like all
it sounds like when Yoshi does that floating sound in fucking Super Smash Brothers.
All five senses are being attacked from every angle.
Yeah.
Wow. Like even taste, because the air gets so potent with shit that it tastes a little salty.
It smells like a fish food manufacturing plant in here.
Oh, the pumidity.
The pumidity.
Oh, pumidity. Oh, that is a real thing, my friend.
Yeah.
I just pictured a manatee made out of shit.
Oh, the pumidity.
No, I have a story about pumidity, actually. Yeah. I used to work at a job that I had to wake up super early for.
Right.
And at the apartment complex that we lived in at the time, it was a cold morning, and I wasn't ready for the cold.
Yeah.
So I was in a short sleeve shirt, and I'm walking through the parking area, and there's a little like a three walled enclosure that has our trash dumpsters. Right.
Right.
And usually you're prepared for like trash mail, whatever.
Yeah.
Around the corner,
fudge is made.
Yes. Around the corner and
expert derail.
And there's like crinkled paper off to my side. So I look over, and as soon as I pass the threshold of that third wall, and notice the homeless gentleman taking a shit by our trash cans.
Oh, fun.
I stepped into the bubble of his shit smell.
Oh no.
Oh no, you're in his area of effect.
I was in the pumidity zone.
Oh no.
You gotta watch out for those AOEs.
That's ground zero, man.
It was warm and wet.
Yeah.
Like it was the grossest feeling I've ever had.
By the way, homeless duty?
Not a good.
Has to be.
Yeah, they have a very
worse.
Irregular diet.
It was like it was really garbage. Sad because the guy started crying.
It's like dead. Aww. It's like dead raccoon.
It is. I think he was having. Really, I think he was having some loose stool.
Oh.
But
he started crying.
He was quite
now
embarrassed.
I feel bad, man.
No, I know. I felt bad too. But like that weird sensation.
Yeah, you're
of,
making
like,
me feel bad for homeless people.
Walking,
what's wrong with you?
Walking into, like, had I known he was there, I would have taken another path. Give the guy his privacy.
Yeah,
like, he's having a bad day.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, if you're shitting at
4 o'clock in the morning.
Another relevant story to poo-midity.
This became the poo hour.
That should be the new title of the podcast.
Poo kids.
So when it's particularly cold outside and my dog shits, it, like, it's literally steams, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I go down and I pick it up and I'm trying to tie the bag up, but sometimes my dog will like yank at the leash or chase a squirrel or something, and it like kind of pulls, you know, my loosens my grip, so the bag just opens and it's right in my face.
Oh,
and the steam just goes
poof. Oh. And then you get pink eye immediately and red eyes.
No, I get brown eye.
Oh. Hey, where do we go? Oh, when the rain's came.
Pink-eyed girl.
Poo-midity. Yeah. Oh, poo is gross.
Oh, the poo-manity.
Yeah,
I think poo is kind of quaint.
Yeah.
It's not the only time I've seen a homeless man shit either.
Really?
Oh, wow.
I too, was a delivery driver at one time. And
with me?
So, yeah, sort of. We were on different teams, but yes.
Yeah.
I was sort of a the pickup driver. Like, I would pick up other people's routes.
If someone was out sick, yeah, if they were out sick, route.
Yeah, or if they had a really busy day, I would go and like
do half the route.
Yeah, I would pinch hit for them.
Yeah. What is that, a sports reference?
It is.
I don't get it.
I thought it was a poo reference as he said.
I know. Pinch and loaves.
I get it.
Ah.
It was bad. No, I would be in areas that I wasn't necessarily familiar with a lot of the times.
And then you walked in and you said, "Is this the child abuse center?"
No, that's you.
That was me.
Yeah. Throwback.
That was
throwback.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah. What is this? One. Whose line is it anyway with all these throws?
But I did frequent that bathhouse that you recommended.
Really?
It was the 900 club or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Yeah, they had jismidity in there.
Jismidity.
And they had really sticky jazz-midity. Towels. Yeah. Really stiff towels.
The secret life of jismidity.
No, I was in downtown Los Angeles.
Oh.
And I was delivering to a block of businesses that were very close together.
Downtown.
Right by like a freeway. I think it's like the 10 freeway or something, whatever goes through downtown.
I think this was one of the routes I had at one point.
Really?
Yeah. It was like the garment district.
Yeah, it was like it was nothing like, but homeless people the entire time.
Skid Row.
You were
little
route.
Tokyo South area, like
No, Skid Row.
Well, that's like right next to Little Tokyo.
Oh, okay.
The packages used to have delivery notes on them. Some of them were like, "Don't get out of your car."
Yeah.
Call this number. Yeah. They will come out.
A strong black man will come out and get the package from you.
And he will retrieve it from your car.
He will protect you.
Exactly. Lock
He's
your doors.
He's half vampire.
It was bad. Yeah. They can't smell him.
Yeah. Oculus.
Look, man, I don't know what the PC term for that is.
So I wasn't as familiar with the area. I parked on a street and thought, I'll just get out and walk this direction. So I'm collecting
old lily white midget Corey walking out.
I'm collecting the envelope.
You're really in your element, right?
I know, right? I was collecting my envelopes to deliver and making sure I had all of my paperwork ready. And I heard a commotion behind me, and I looked up in my rearview mirror, and it was one homeless gentleman yelling at another homeless gentleman. While one of those gentlemen was taking a shit on the side of the road.
What the hell you doing, man?
Have some respect.
Quit shitting on the road.
I'm guessing he was upset that he was shitting and he wasn't blowing him for crack or something, you know. But it was one of those where
both at the same time.
I know. Blumpkin, I know. Guys, come on.
Efficiency.
Yeah, it was
getting an engineer out there.
It was at least the homeless man that was at my apartment complex.
Yeah.
It was dark. I couldn't really see him. I just felt his essence.
Yeah.
You know?
And at least he felt bad about what he was doing.
Yes. Yeah. This guy, while in a full on argument with another gentleman, I saw him like in profile squat.
Yeah.
So like pants around his ankles, I can see.
You saw the brown snake as it was emerging?
I could see contact.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
you could see the sunrise, as it were, coming over the horizon. Yes.
Maybe, here's my question. Maybe he was trying to hold it in place so he could tag with it.
Or maybe the other guy was, like, cheering him on. Like, come on, man, you can do it.
Like, he was squatting, and it didn't cut off until it hit the ground.
I feel like for the listeners, we should mention that Corey's wife baked us a bunch of brownies, and they've been sitting here in front of
They're on the
us,
table
as we've
us.
Been talking
we're
about
sharing it brownies.
Oh, yum, yum. Sweet. I'm going to eat some right now. I'm just going to cut off a big piece. Oh, it's so chocolatey.
All right.
Doc, you got a story?
I think I have possibly all you guys beat. Let's find out here.
Wait till my second story.
Well, okay. I was robbed at gunpoint at a pizza place.
You win.
Yay! I used to be a assistant manager, or as I call it, ass manager. Of a little local pizza place out here. It was like a late Saturday night. We were close to closing. I had just gathered a bag of like $900 that I was going to put in the safe, and I had set it down sort of next to the safe because I was lazy and didn't feel like putting it all in at that moment.
Smart.
But the red we
That's
we
why
had
you
a,
were just the ass manager.
We had
not
a super
manager.
Busy night. There was still like 700 in the register.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy comes in with a hoodie, and he has the hoodie like over his head, and he pulls out a gun. And by the way, the only
very Trayvon Martin.
The no.
Oh no.
The only.
Oh, this one's actually committing a crime.
Oh, I see.
This one was actually committing a crime.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Are you sure it wasn't just a bag of Skittles and you're a racist?
This one. We're trying to get to the bottom of this.
He wasn't black, so don't read into this.
Oh, so he was more Unabomber than Trayvon Martin.
Mexican?
Oh. Split the difference.
Look, I don't see color, Corey.
I don't either.
I don't know what he was.
Yeah.
So this unspecific race person walked in with a hoodie on, pulled out a gun, and the only other person I was working with was in the bathroom at this time.
Nice.
So it was just me. Pulls out a gun and goes, yeah, open the register.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm not going to get specific on what race he was, but he said,
open the fucking register. I'm feeling kind of tired right now. Can you just put it all in the bag?
That is the worst Asian accent I've ever heard.
I know. He was actually Swahili.
I was
going to
guess Polynesian.
It was Swahili. That's what I was doing. Yeah.
That sounds Northern Caribbean.
Oh, sorry.
You know, go ahead. Yeah.
Lots of Caribbeans have a north.
I thought it was Irish.
Anyway. Hello, governor.
Other ethnicity. Go.
Yeah. Eskimo. Anyway. He said, open the register. Give me all the money.
Right.
See? I was surprisingly calm.
Right.
Like, I thought if I had a gun pointed at me, I'd be more freaked out. But I was didn't give a shit. Like, that's the vibe I gave off to the guy.
Right.
Because I was just like, all right. Just whatever, like, okay. So I go and open the register, and I start handing him all the money in it. And he goes, oh, and pick up the little change part, because I know you keep hundreds under there. And I'm like, you've done your research.
You used to work there.
Yeah. I pull it all and hand it to him, and he goes, is there anything else?
Well, I got this other bag.
Here's what happened. Is my eyes went do 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 do
straight. You actually made a dotted line.
Straight down to the bag of $900. And then they
bag with a dollar sign on it? No.
And then they went back up do 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 do. And I looked him in the eyes and I said, nope, that's it. He bought it.
He did.
Yes.
Oh.
The best part was when he turned around to run out, he dropped his gun on the ground.
Really?
Yeah. Now, here's the problem.
You picked it up and shot him.
Our counter was high as shit.
Right.
So.
And so are you.
If I. Yeah. Dean, were you there?
He was in the shitter.
Probability.
He's the one who robbed you.
If I would have attempted to.
It was me, Mang.
If I would have attempted to jump over or run around the counter, it would have taken me like 20 minutes.
Yeah, you weren't going to Dukes of Hazzard it over the thing.
So he was able to run back and pick up the gun and then continue running out with me just standing there going, I couldn't do anything about that.
You have a nice day now.
Yeah.
So was there ever anything like with the police? Like,
called the police. By the way, the best part was the cop was there asking us about what happened. And he's like, well, where was the guy standing? And I show him, and I start putting my hands on the counter. And he goes, don't touch the counter. We're going to dust it for prints. And I'm like, oh, sorry. And I pull my hands off. And then I continue telling the story, and I put them back on the counter. And he's like, what are you doing? But I'm like, I don't know if he put his hands on the counter. He had a gun in one hand. And the cop was like, but what if he did? We could get his prints.
And then you get arrested for obstructing justice.
No, that didn't happen.
They just pull your prints and arrest you.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It was an inside job. We solved it.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking Bush.
Oh,
he stole all your loose change.
Also, the job sucked, so it was a bad job and a bad situation at the job.
Oh, really? Working at a pizza place was shitty?
Oh, yeah, totally.
So you can get
so much free pizza. Yeah.
You can make any combination you want.
I got so lazy by the end of that. I became manager at a certain point. So I was making
when you let $700 get stolen,
I was making like way more than the like new hire people.
Right.
So like on a Saturday night when I had to work, I would pay a guy to stay out of my own pocket so I could sleep in my car.
Really?
Yes.
How managerial of you?
Yeah. I was like, listen, guys.
That shows good leadership skills.
That's called delegating.
That is delegating.
That's efficiency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I approve.
Hey, look, because I'm tired.
Yeah.
Decide. You're willing to work.
Direct, delegate.
Anybody else have another?
I'll tell you about the only time I was ever fired from a job.
Beautiful.
So for a short time, I worked at this golf course. Golf course. I was the guy who, like, you know, drove the thing around to pick up the balls off the driving range and that kind of stuff. You know, I was really good at handling balls.
So you were Mr. Bucket, basically.
Put your balls in my mouth.
Anyway, yes, that's what I was doing. So I was there and I worked with this guy, my friend who got me the job. And, you know, when it was just us two there after the place had closed and we're cleaning everything up, we would goof off.
Yeah.
And one of the funnest things to do was goof off in the, you know, the golf carts, you know, drive around too fast and everything. Well, I was
too furious.
So the one that picked up the balls was gas powered and it had a lot more power than the regular, you know, electric golf carts.
Yeah.
And my friend was driving that, picking up the balls, and he needed a part, like a little pin for the cage that holds the balls. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He was like, "Hey, go get this thing for me." So okay. I was like, all right. And I hop in a cart and I go up and grab it and I'm driving it to him. The grass is kind of wet and I'm going, you know, I'm pushing this thing to the max, right? This golf cart. I'm going like maybe 8 miles an hour. I have fashion. Anyway.
Yeah.
And so I'm driving to him to give him this part. And then right, like I'm like 20 feet away from him and he doesn't see me and he turns directly at me. And I was like, fuck. So I slammed on the brakes and I started sliding on the wet grass and the two golf carts collapsed and I broke some of the baskets on his cart and it shattered the real axle of the cart that I was in. And I was like, look, we'll just pretend it didn't happen. I'll go park it in the garage. You know, I'll grab another, you know, I'll use a different car for the rest of the night. So I go in there and, the next day the manager calls. He's like, "Hey, so one of the golf carts isn't working well." I was like, "Really? That's so weird." And he's like, "I already talked to Zach." I was like, "Oh, well, you see, the grass is really wet." And he's like, "I think you were driving it too fast." And I was like, "No, you see, that thing was broken before the accident even happened." So I'm like,
"I checked and goes, I drove it anyway."
And he just goes, "How about you just don't come in today?" And I was like, "That, you know, that sounds good to me."
Yeah. You can see that. So cool.
Was that a fire? So that was a firing right there.
Yeah, that was me losing my job.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It was a second job at the time, so I was okay with that. Because I was in school working two jobs. I hated life.
Yeah.
I was, like, completely okay with getting fired.
Yeah.
Although he was kind of vague about it. You could have gone back, like, the following day.
Well, I took that day off.
He gave me a free sick day.
You know, it was an understanding. Very progressive. It was an understanding that we had.
That would be funny if he did mean you're suspended for one day. And he's like, never came back.
If he was like, the damage, it seems like you probably hit pretty hard. Just take a day off for rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny story. One of my brother's friends worked at that same golf course. Why can't I say? Anyway.
And
that's a tricky one.
He would buy things. We got this like ridiculously good discount in the pro shop and he would buy clubs on the pro shop and then resell them on eBay and make like he'd buy them at like 30% of what he would sell them on eBay.
Yeah.
And he made thousands and thousands of dollars on it and got caught.
Snap.
So yeah.
Oh shit.
So your entire family is just fucking over this.
Well, it wasn't my brother. It was my brother's friend.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's an extension of
my brother. Would like, I don't know what would happen if he broke any rule ever. He would like have a panic attack and die.
It's pretty serious.
Yeah. It is pretty serious.
It is. I'm not. That wasn't a joke, guys. What?
No. Don't laugh.
My brother's a very serious person.
Can I fit in one more?
Yeah, knock it out.
Okay. No, you can fit in as many as you can.
Yeah. This old office job I used to work at, the morale kind of hit an all-time low there. So they tried to do like, "Oh, we're doing an office, happification." I forget what they called
happification?
It was the happiness protocol or some shit like that.
Oh, God.
Fun Fridays.
Hey guys, everybody smile.
Dude.
This is a flare.
Wait till I fucking tell you what this is. It's infuriating.
Did you want to burn it down?
Listen, this job, around a certain time of the year, it gets super busy here. It's kind of a call center. So we're constantly taking calls from like angry clients.
You work in India?
No.
That would be a hell of a commute.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Dubai. Oh, sorry, Cyprus. Thank you for...
So I'm working in a call center that gets super busy at the end of the year. And they decide to do all these little things to make us happier. And one of the things
happification.
One of the things was we were going to get a team bear. Okay.
Is this like, was it Major League where they got like...
No. It is a, you know, Build-A-Bear?
Yeah.
It was a partnership with Build-A-Bear.
Is that a gay bar?
No. It should be. I would slay there if I was gay.
Yeah, that's the owner, Build-A-Bear.
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 Yeah. That's my furry name.
Mm-hmm. The bar is called Mount-A-Bear, but...
Yeah.
Mine's Otter Pop.
Otter Pop.
Perfect. So the team bear was that we get a bear from Build-A-Bear, and how well your team does, you win points that you can use to purchase the articles of clothing for the bear. You know, the different items to build the bear. And then
Ooh,
at the
fucking cares.
Listen,
I'm already out as
right?
an employee.
I'm
like,
already like,
I don't
that.
Fucking care about your goddamn bears.
Yeah.
Was your office just full of 8-year-olds? Like,
no.
A lot of women, though.
Or a 30-year-old Asian, same thing.
Yeah.
Hello, Kitty.
And then at the end of the whole thing, all the bears got donated to children's charities. Like, here.
Oh, that's the worst part.
No, that's the part I'm fine with.
That's okay.
Here's the problem, okay? Is that somewhere along the lines, they decided that each team bear needed a personality that the manager would control. So, like, every day, we would get an email from every manager.
Hold on.
In character as the bear.
No, you wouldn't.
I swear to fucking Christ, it would be like...
You turned every fucking manager into a furry?
Oh, my God. It was like, some would be in character and some would write it like, Binky Bear had a busy day today answering phones. Meanwhile, we're really answering phones and stressed out and having a busy day, and we get these cutesy little fucking emails. Susie Bear got a new pair of tennies.
Oh, my God. Wait,
what company was this? I think I found a place I'd like to work.
Bonnie Bear got fingered behind the tilt-a-whirl.
Jerry Bear photoshopped his ass again.
It was the back offices of the 900 Club. No. But yeah, it was just...
All the bears had really surprised faces.
At the end of the, like, the busy time, they did, like, a survey of, like, now what are the things that made you happy? The bears scored the lowest.
Yeah, because it's a stupid fucking idea.
Everybody hated the fucking bears, and all the bear emails we would get, it just flooded our inbox. All the managers sending to everybody, not just their own team, everybody.
Oh, God.
Billy Bear fucked his mother.
If I became a manager and they were like, okay, you're going to have to do some character research here.
Yeah.
And you're going to role play. You got your department's
How's
bear.
You guys have like a wiki I can check up on for this?
Yeah. How about you shove the bear right up your ass and go fuck yourself?
You know what? That sounds pretty unbearable.
And by the way, this could be disparaging Build-A-Bear, but I don't care at this point.
High five, Dean.
High five, Dean. When the bears are sitting around your office with different wigs that they bought,
mocking
and,
you,
and shoes and little dresses, they looked all like prostitutes because right. they'd have like these bright pink wigs and little. Oh, I'm in a Cute bear job. Short skirt.
Now,
I've got a bear cock sock.
I had a wet dream like that once.
You just wake up spewing cum
out of my mouth.
Corey, you have another?
Yeah, I do. It also involves a lot of my stories involve homeless people.
I think you're projecting.
I might be.
There's like a ratio of your homeless people stories to Doc's shit stories.
There really is. I used to work for, vector control.
Okay, what's vector control? Explain.
Vector control, every county, has a vector control, and basically they regulate,
kissing boys.
No, they regulate, rat populations, and, in the summer spray for mosquitoes.
Ah.
And make sure that all the...
So you're an exterminator.
Kind of, yeah, but on a county level. So they take care of all of the county parks.
Yeah.
All the sewer drains, all the stuff that, you know, are like, resident adjacent.
Vector control to Raster Tom, you're sick.
All in all,
killing all the bees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys know where the bees went?
Actually, they would be the ones that would be saying, like, guys, stop killing all the bees.
Yeah.
But like the job in general was kind of shitty because it was a seasonal job in the summer, and I had to wear a wool uniform from like long sleeve wool shirt.
The fuck?
Wool pants.
Why?
What are you dressing like? You're dressing like me all the time.
Yeah, because we would be going through sort of thicket of, you know, overgrown shit.
Oh, okay.
And we were also dealing with poisons, so we had to like glove up, and we had like hip waiter boots and shit.
Glove up.
And we would carry around these machetes.
Machete.
And machetes. And that we had like little slings for.
chop through the brush?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then we also had these like cups on a stick that we would use to test water.
Oh, I thought it was the plate.
Oh, that's
telephone.
A fun game.
cup on a stick.
Yeah. Cup on a stick.
It's all the rage. Yeah. There's a new simulator on Steam that's coming. was it worth it?
That was a good joke, Corey.
Yeah, thank you. Corey actually told the video.
There might be one, honestly.
There probably is.
There might be a Kickstarter for it.
I tried a little research, guys. I knew I was coming into a video game gauntlet.
Archstone
here.
Productions presents Cup on a Stick.
Yeah, I'm developing it. Yeah,
that would make sense.
No, like, we would use it to take water samples. Cause you, like, mosquitoes live in stagnant water, and you would, like, take the sample and see if there was, like, baby mosquitoes in there. And then we would throw, a bunch of poison in the water.
I heard poison in babies.
Yeah.
But, part of it was going into, like, the drainage ditch, system that, sort of runs alongside the freeways and goes under cities and stuff.
Yeah.
And, we went to one in a particularly rundown area of Orange County.
Yeah.
Santa Ana. we got down there, and it's me and my partner.
This wasn't Seattle.
Yeah, I know. like a police partner. Like we'd ride together and like, yeah. You know.
Oh, that's
we had a number.
That's what he was dressed as.
So yeah, you were
he
so
really
were
committed to the role.
I ran around with Murtaugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we both have machetes, but we look like fucking Mad Max. We're in giant hip waiter boots. We've got latex gloves on. We both have, like safety goggles.
You look like you're out of The Walking Dead.
We look like we're about to encounter zombies for sure. And we get to this, this place, in the drainage ditch that goes under, the street, and underneath are a bunch of boxes that are all stacked up.
Mm-hmm.
And we realize, that there's a pipe that's draining by these boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's water collecting. So we climb up the little embankment, and we're trying to take some water samples, and we hear rustling in the boxes next to us.
Oh shit.
And so we start poking around the boxes with our machetes.
The best thing to do.
Great idea.
And we tear, we sort of peel off one layer of box on the outside and realize that we've just torn down a wall of like a homeless apartment complex.
Oh, wow.
And there was one guy in there that was like scurrying back like a scared cat on all fours.
Oh, oh God. No. Like turning on the lights when there's roaches.
Exactly. And like, I can only imagine he thought.
He was probably in Vietnam flashbacks or something.
Right?
Yeah.
He was probably asleep midday after being drunk or whatever. Wakes up to his house being torn apart by two men in wool suits holding giant machetes.
Oh, shit.
How long did I sleep?
Yeah, I was
gonna
say.
Oh my god! Oh, he
Iggy, you should have just yelled, "Iggy Mao, Iggy Mao!"
he broke free of another side of the wall. It was visibly noticeable that he had pissed himself.
Oh no!
And he took off down a drainage ditch, and as county employees, when we encounter people that are in the drainages, there was like a thing that we had to like let them know that we were there. Like, sorry, we didn't know you were there. We won't disturb your, you know. It was like a condo. It was
so
fucking
insane. Did you feel the need to chase him to deliver your speech?
We tried to get him to stop.
Sorry, sir. No, if you hold up a second. I just got to talk to you.
We
brandish your knives.
I'm serious. Like,
get back here.
We're chasing after him, trying to let him know we're county officials. You're not being arrested. Yeah. We're not here to kill you.
We're just men in gas masks with knives.
But
it's
we're
fine.
Running around with giant machetes after him. And we got to a point where it splits off into a T, and he rounds the corner, and because
where fudge is made.
Yes.
Yeah. T square, like I did.
I was ahead of my partner as we were trying to go to him. We weren't really like running.
Yeah.
We were just trying to like sir,
you
know,
you were scampering.
Yeah. Yeah, we were in a trot, yeah. Maybe. And because we're in giant hip wader boots,
yeah.
The traction isn't all that great on slippery surfaces
because
it's all
keystoning cop.
It's all concrete down there.
Yeah.
And then like the drainage water, that's all just standing water. And yeah. Then there's like algae that builds up and like
yeah.
it's not a fun sight.
Yeah. It's not meant to run in.
No. And so
slipping sewer.
So I go to round the corner and miss my footing and just slide into the standing water and drench like my entire half of the side. And because I was on my side, the water started going into my hip wader.
Oh, yay.
Hey, malaria, hooray.
And it's all like the grossest smelling standing water ever.
Yeah.
And, just mosquito larvae just pouring in everywhere around me. It was the grossest thing in the world. I wanted to quit on the spot.
Did you get trench foot?
No. I got the rest of the day off, but.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible, but I still had to wake up at 4 o'clock the next morning and put on a wool suit in.
Yeah.
Fucking. Middle of summer.
There's a homeless guy somewhere who has a story that he swears.
Yeah, he's got his own.
No one believes him.
He swears a midget and Danny Glover chased me with machetes.
So there I was, minding my own business in this condominium that I had just constructed.
Yeah, there's a podcast called The Vagrant Kids where they're talking about this experience from the other side.
I really hope that it's that guy. And the guy that I saw taking a shit under the freeway.
Yeah. It's the dude. Same guy.
Yeah. Same guy, yeah.
God, you always have to tell the offensive jokes, Carl. Take it easy.
I would so listen to that podcast. Jesus. But they're probably both dead now.
Yeah, they probably are both dead.
Yeah.
Do you guys all love what you're doing now? Let's end on a nice note.
I'm pretty good with my job, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I love my job. I'm an artist. I get to...
Are we just acting like we love it because people might be listening?
No, I generally
excuse me, Jose. I really like my job. Please,
yeah.
I know reviews are coming up.
Promote him.
How about our guests, Tim and Dane?
Yeah, I like my job a lot. It's actually still pretty new. I think I'm like 1 month in, but it's nice. Pretty good. It's really laid back. The pay is the best that I've had. In my life, so
Timothy, how about you?
How did you know my name was Timothy? Anyway, shot in the dark. I know.
It could have been Samantha.
I'm Samantha.
Samantha.
No, his parents actually named him Tim and Eric.
Tim and Eric.
Well, Tim and Eric.
Tim and Eric Jones.
Why isn't my name Eric?
No, his name is Tim and Eric.
That's
I know, I'm saying, why isn't my name Eric?
It should be.
It should be.
Yeah, on this week's Shy Kids, we have not Tim and Eric.
Not Tim and Eric.
Hot tracks.
They could be talking about anything, you know. Yeah. They could be talking about
good
drugs.
Song. Good
they
song.
Were not talking about drugs.
Good song, good beat.
You did
four
not.
Out of 5 stars.
Yeah.
5 stars.
Don't lie, it's Jesus' birthday.
Things.
Tim, you happy at your job now?
Yeah, I mean it's pretty good. It's a lower stress job than most engineering jobs are, but you know, but I get paid the same.
No more smelling
as most
fish cunts.
Jobs. However, yeah, it's true. Relevant?
What about you, Doc?
Well, as for me, no, I'm not happy with my job.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's a turn. You know everybody else is like, what? I'm finally in a place where I can feel comfortable.
It's fine, but I've realized that I'm meant to be doing something else.
Oh, really?
And it really...
Managing a pizza place.
Yeah.
was your true calling.
Bang up job.
It hit me the other day, exactly the job I'm supposed to have.
That's quite the epiphany.
Yeah, but it's a job I cannot have. Oh, it's like unattainable for me. Because this
does it require like a six pack or something?
Is it because you're a woman?
It does require.
God damn it!
It's because I'm a woman.
It's a BBW.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
I mean, I can get the job, but they'd pay me 30% less,
right?
Yeah.
As a woman of color, it'd be very hard for him to get this job.
Plus, everybody would call you bossy, and that's just
you have to be not fat. I'm not going to say thin, but not fat.
An acrobat.
Fat. Listen, not fat.
Talk about Chippendales.
No, and you have to be within a specific height range that I am not in.
Basketball player.
You can't be higher than one height or lower than another height. I'm too high. I'm 6'4", too high.
God damn. Anybody want to take any guesses?
You're never going to guess it, but it is totally
Patton Oswalt.
As soon as I say it, you're going to go, that is the job you're supposed to have. Ready?
Should we drum roll
it? Podcast host?
Podcast host, yeah.
Yeah.
I just clearly don't have that job yet, guys.
Hey, we don't get paid for shit.
The Mad Hatter at Disneyland.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's what I am supposed to be.
Yeah, that's your calling, dude.
That's what I'm supposed
like,
to be.
Is this like some kind of dysphoria?
Dude, it's okay. That you're living with Disneyland XL. If you get the job there.
Disneyland XL. That's no, that's
yeah, they, be, they call that be, the Magic Kingdom.
You could be an understudy as Tweedledee.
Like you've just
I know, I could totally be Beast or someone like that.
Yeah, or the genie or
Yeah, but at heart, I mean, you feel like you were actually born the Mad Hatter.
I was supposed to be the Mad Hatter
at Disneyland.
You were
supposed to be Edwin in cartoon
been
voice.
All weekend, I was looking up Mad Hatter at Disneyland YouTube video because people go there and film them.
Right.
And they all suck compared to you?
Well, no, they're all great.
Do they do the Edwin voice?
They some do, some don't because there's different Hatters. But they all... Some
Hold
do their,
on, there's no Johnny Depp Mad Hatters, are there?
No, no.
Okay.
Some Thanks do the Edwin that. Voice, some do kind of like just their own like,
hey,
I'm the Mad Hatter.
We're going to have a tea party.
Yeah. But they do improv all day long because they have to play off of whatever the guests say to them. I saw this video where this lady went up to the Mad Hatter and said,
I think you're a cunt.
Oh.
We don't say those words here.
She went up to the Mad Hatter.
Well, I can smell yours from here.
If you know anything about Disneyland, Corey will know this.
I probably do. Yes.
Tinkerbell lives in a teapot in Pixie Village.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She went up to the Mad Hatter and say, hey, I heard a rumor that Tinkerbell stole that teapot from you. And he went off this whole thing. Yes, she did. And like went on this long story about how like she came to his house and stole it in the night and shit.
Really?
Yeah. And then the girl goes up to Tinkerbell, who was hot as shit.
The girls that play Tinkerbell
yeah.
are
yeah. Holy fuck. Fuck.
When did that happen to Tinkerbell? She became a sex symbol.
I know.
I don't know. Yeah. Don't care.
And so
she can tinker my bell any day.
They say to Tinkerbell, so where did you get this teapot? And she's like, oh, it was a gift. And they're like, really? We heard the Mad Hatter was saying you stole it. And then Tinkerbell starts improvising with them.
Right.
Like about, no, I didn't steal it. Alice gave it to me. It was totally Alice. And then the girl goes back to Mad Hatter and tells him that, and then he finds Alice, and they go and confront Tinkerbell.
Really?
That's what they did that day.
That's their job.
That's what I want to do. There was another video where the Mad Hatter was just doing some talking to people, and Aladdin and Jasmine walk by, and he starts going, hey, street rat! Street rat! Princess Jasmine, he only married you for your money! It's the funniest fucking thing. And I was like, this is what I'm supposed to do.
You're supposed to be a character.
I'm
at
supposed
Disneyland.
To be goofy guy at Disneyland who fucks with tourists.
I don't know, man. I feel like I'd slip if I.
Yeah. I would end up saying fuck or something.
Oh, aren't you a fucking little cute
Oh,
child.
I dropped the N-bomb again. Whoops.
I love to. Oh, that's the wrong fucking movie.
Tinkerbell, want
to
see my cock?
Tinkerbell, she's a right tot, isn't
Tinkerbell.
She?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's all grown up.
I liked the Peter
like
Pan,
that Rugrats
really
show. Anyone listening, Google, or not Google, YouTube. Just go on YouTube and type in Mad Hatter Disneyland, and you're going to find a fuckload of videos of the Mad Hatter just acting nuts.
I've seen...
Hold on. I got to watch these videos.
And he doesn't have
right
to
now,
wear...
Go ahead. You can go right now.
And he doesn't have to wear a hot mask. It's a face. You have to wear
he
a
has
nose.
A fake nose.
You have a nose prosthetic, and that's
and
about
a hat.
It. And a hat.
And an oversized coat.
Yeah.
Why don't we start like a hashtag campaign, like hashtag...
Doc for Hatter?
Yeah, Doc for Hatter.
Yeah. I'm too tall and too fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's discrimination.
We
can get Twitter hate to
if you're
back
casting
us up.
You're allowed to be discriminant.
I could play his diabetic cousin.
I have diabetes.
I'm diabetes.
I'm the indifferent Hatter.
The diseased Hatter.
Yeah. His, you know, I would
government had to cut my foot off.
even if they like somehow created that character for me, the worst luck they would be like, well, your hat is a fedora,
and you have to wear a wife beater.
Yeah, you have to wear a wife beater and a fedora.
Yeah.
You have to grow an ironic mustache.
You have to have a neck tattoo.
Yeah, yeah.
You would be the Sad Hatter.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh man, I'm sad that you can't be the Mad Hatter.
I can't be the Mad Hatter, and I want to be the Mad Hatter.
I think I know what'll cheer you up though.
What's that?
Nerdigories.
Really?
Yes.
I think you're wrong. No.
Oh.
Nerdigories, yay!
Yay.
Shut down.
Yeah.
Start off on a bad note.
Do our guests have a Nerdigories idea?
Do our guests know what Nerdigories are? They seem pretty familiar with the show.
Yeah,
I'm
they
sure
do.
They probably know what
they
Nerdigories
know our shit.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are familiar with Nerdigories?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. It.
Why don't you give us a topic this time instead of us forcing one upon you?
Okay, Doc, I will.
That's the energy we like to see.
Yeah.
Where was that the entire episode? Jesus.
So the Nerdigories category this week is going to be musical guilty pleasures. That is music that you enjoy, legitimately enjoy, but are embarrassed to let people know that you enjoy it for whatever reason. It could just, you know, do whatever.
Hello, Dolly.
Now, it can be a specific artist or a specific song. If you say a song and someone says the artist who does that song, then you guys cancel each other out.
Ooh,
but it can go
like
either
this.
Way.
I like these rules.
Oh, real music.
Yeah. What about two different songs, same artist, still cancels? Still cancel. I'm
going to
say still cancel. Let's
think?
Make it harder. Still cancel.
Yeah.
Still cancel.
Yeah.
The linchpin on this should be artists.
If you say
like
never going
to,
if you say never going to give you up and I say his other song, then that cancels.
Lady in red.
Is that him?
I don't know.
All right. Well, let's take a break.
Yes.
For our listeners who aren't maybe not familiar,
I'm gonna go piss.
We're going to write a list of five. Corey's going to piss. We're going to write a list of five things from that category. Our favorite guilty pleasure music, whether it be the artist or the song. We're going to take a break. You can write a list of five at home if you want, and we'll be right back.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh. The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, how... You know, because do you ever, like, do, like, with...
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Shy kids. We are shy kids.
Theme song. Theme song.
And we're back.
And we're back.
And we're black.
Every time.
And we're back.
And we're back.
That's. I think that's one of my favorite recurring jokes on the podcast. Is just the radio show DJ voice.
Dean's DJ thing.
And we're back.
Coming at you.
Catch it out.
Shy kids coming back.
More like radio.com.
This is Crazy Dean and the Fart coming at you.
Woo!
Dean and the Verb.
And the Verb.
My favorite fake radio name Jay Moore came up with, and it was Rape Kitten Crawl Space in the Morning.
Shows are taints, awesome. Ladies.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, man. Nerdigories.
Nerdigories. Okay, so we all wrote our lists of
thank
five.
You, guests, for keeping us on track.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm the shepherd. You are my sheep.
Yay.
Shepherd.
Guilty pleasure.
Guilty pleasure.
Music. Yeah. Music or bands.
Yeah.
I got you. I went with sort of generic groups.
Okay, yeah. Me too. I kind of went bands.
Mine's kind of a mixture of two.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Yeah. Why don't we let our guests go first?
Yes.
How about Tim, you go first.
All right. Number one on my list, Venezuelan pop duo Chino and Nacho. Those Latin beats, man. I can't stop.
I'm sorry we matched here. No, I'm kidding.
they melt your icy heart.
That's right.
Chino and what?
Nacho.
Nacho. Oh, wow.
Yes. Nacho, just like
kind of on the nose there.
They're from Venezuela.
That's great.
Okay. The thing about shitty pop music is it's not as bad if you can't understand the lyrics.
This is a real thing
that's
you like.
True.
I legitimately list they have hits such as Maninha Mun. God damn it, I can't speak Spanish. Mi Niña Bonita, Dame un Besito, El Poeta.
Oh.
I could go on.
Labantobawi.
Dude, Dane, remember when we went to Rockbox, the karaoke place, and I did one of their songs?
Oh, yeah.
You karaoke'd an obscure Venezuelan pop duo?
The was it in their machine?
The rap verse.
Oh, God.
That was close. Yeah. That was actually pretty good.
Yeah. I'm good at fake Spanish.
Oh, man.
That's a good one.
Yeah, thank point you. Points for that.
Points for you. Dane.
Okay, so if my girlfriend listens to this episode, which she probably will knowing that I'm on it,
yeah.
She's going to be appalled when she hears this. Okay. I really like the song Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, man, that's good.
Hey, I just met you.
But this is crazy.
This is crazy.
Here's my number.
Yeah. I know I didn't
I mean,
have
I hate it too, but I don't know. I just...
It gets under your skin.
I can't stop listening.
It's just too catchy.
It's one of those ones, yeah.
Are we going to have to clear that song now that we sang it?
No, we're fine.
Okay, all right.
did any of us have that?
No, I didn't have that.
I did not have Carly Rae Jepsen. No.
Okay, good.
I'm not embarrassed about that.
You get a point.
Oh, boy.
All right. Dean, you go.
My first one I put is Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, my wife loves Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, especially since some of their songs are really, 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 really gay. But it's still good. Yeah.
Yeah. Come dances.
There you go.
Levels at the side, yeah. Like that fucking high note that nobody could do. Yeah.
Fire, though, were pretty well liked and popular.
Yeah.
I'd say point for Dean, right?
I did not have Earth, Wind, and Fire. Although, okay. I should have because my wife.
My wife.
My wife.
God damn
my
it.
Life.
Who's next?
That would be you, Doc.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going
Going this way. All right. This is a band. I never seek them out, but if they come on the radio, I will not change the channel. I will listen to every song and I will sing along, but I don't have them on my iPod. Sugar Ray.
Oh, God, why?
Oh, right. Every mountain, there's a handle hanging.
I was almost with you, but then I realized you didn't say Sugar Hill, and I got fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one, Doc.
Yay!
I didn't put it on my list, but I'm with you.
Thank you.
Man, that is terrible.
When it's over, that's the time I fall in love again.
No.
Stop it. I just want to fly.
Oh, where you?
All right, Dean, go.
Corey, go.
My first guilty pleasure music is a man who is a Swedish pop star.
Oh.
Who rocks a
PewDiePie?
Mullet.
I almost made the same joke.
He rocks a mullet
and
a mustache, non-ironically.
Oh, no.
And he has like he has some like backup singer dancers that are called the Sunshine Girls.
Oh.
And the music is absolutely terrible, but it makes me smile every time I hear Gunther.
Gunther.
Oh,
Gunther.
I know of this, yeah.
Is this?
He has the ding ding dong song?
Yeah, ding ding dong.
Like, ooh, you Moscow? Touch my tra la la.
Yeah.
Ding da ding ding ding.
Oh, my ding ding dong.
That's the one.
I have his album, awesome. Pleasure Man.
I'm your pleasure man.
God damn.
good times. Yeah. That's a good one.
Gunther.
That's perfect.
It's terrible. Every song sounds the same, and they're poorly written, but at least he has a mullet.
Yeah.
And his videos are all him with like his shirt way open, sitting in front of a fire. Like, yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. Good one.
There we go.
So round one, we all scored points.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Good job, guys.
Tim, oh, I hope we get a five-way cum dancer.
That would be crazy. Oh. Five-way cum dancers would be nuts. Right,
let's move on.
I've got a cum dancers theme just for you, Doc.
Perfect. Oh, I hope it happens.
Yeah. All right, okay. Timzin, you go.
Okay, so what I said about crappy pop music not being so bad and you can't understand the lyrics, that applies to this one and the following one. But anyway, this band, when I found out that they exist, I had to tell all my friends because the concept of them is ridiculous. But I only like one specific song by them.
Okay.
The rest is absolute garbage. They're called Baby Metal.
I know Baby Metal.
Okay. They're a J-pop band, yeah. Which is like little teeny bopper Japanese girls, crappy pop music with a metal backing band.
Can I guess the one song you like?
Yes.
Gimme Chocolate.
That's it.
Boom.
The baby fuck, metal, man?
I know Baby Metal.
Wow.
I've heard of them.
I've heard of them as well. My father actually linked them on Facebook.
Yeah.
I there's a lot of weird metal bands out
it's
there.
It's like
oh shit! Wait,
oh,
did
really
you share
like
a video?
I shared a video
a while ago.
Yeah,
I really like
then
melodic
this,
metal, yeah. And the chorus is really good. I yeah. Shut up,
Dane. What you got,
Dane? Yeah, go.
I like a couple of songs by Kesha.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one.
Key dollar sign ha.
They're very dancey. Like, I don't know. I just, plus, as a person, she seems really cool. She's,
what's, I prefer her sister's music, Mustard.
What's like her?
And the S in Mustard's a dollar sign?
Yeah. It'd just be Mustard.
What's her like big song? Does she have like a big song you can hum?
The big one is
TikTok.
The one. TikTok. Yeah, TikTok.
Oh, I know that one. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
TikTok,
no once again, like, yeah. She cool parts like annoying and terrible, but just like catchy and like I can dance to it. I really yeah. like dancing to shitty.
Well, you can
music.
Dance if you want to.
As part of her shows,
you can leave your friends behind.
Like the at the apex of her live shows, she unleashes like
the Kraken,
a shit ton of glitter onto her fucking audiences.
Yeah. Where fudge is made.
Fool's gold.
Yeah,
fool's gold. Yeah.
Point
she's,
for Kesha.
She's terrible. No. Yeah.
Well, he gets
yeah,
a point.
Oh, yeah, you get a point. But yeah.
She says really good things though, just in the public about just you know the way women are treated in yeah. her industry and whatnot. So
she also brushes her teeth with a bottle of Jack.
Fuck yeah!
Well, she says that she does in the song.
Just
so.
Like how
to what you got?
I got the Jimmy Castor Bunch, which is funk music.
Yeah, you get a point. Just fucking do it.
They have
hold on. If it's funk music and you love funk, it's
but
not a guilty
it,
pleasure.
It's kind of embarrassing funk because it's so goofy. There's this
is
one
it baby
song,
funk?
There's this one song they do called the Bertha Butt Boogie, and
oh,
and
yeah, I know. And, okay, I know. What you're
and the guy does the bass line of the song just with his mouth, like a cappella. He goes
boom, 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 boom.
And the whole song's like, when Bertha Butt get off of a booty. And
I've heard that before.
There's like a whole backstory behind Bertha Butt and her, the Butt Sisters mm-hmm. and all that
That's
shit.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. It's yeah, embarrassing,
point.
But I love it.
All right, point.
All right. Those are my favorite sisters, the Butt Sisters.
Yeah.
So point for Dean with his obscure nonsense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People have heard of it.
All right, I'm sorry. Another one for me that I will not turn off on the radio and will sing along. ABBA.
Nice.
There you go.
That's solid. That's what I sort of
take a chance,
from,
take a chance, take a, take, a chance,
yeah.
chance, chance take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance.
Pure Disco was
Fernando.
The first CD I ever purchased with my own money.
Waterloo.
The first, I'm surprised actually I didn't think to put this on my list, but the first cassette tape that I ever owned was Tub Thumpin'.
Oh!
And I sang it at the top of my lungs.
Oh, he drinks a whiskey drink.
I
he
get knocked down, yeah. But I get up again. You know that
Kiss
group?
In the night. Ooh.
You know that group is like an anarchist collective?
Oh, yeah, 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 I know. Yeah.
They're like anti-establishment disentarianism, yeah. Whatever that is. I don't do that long fucking word.
Yeah.
As a group, and they like they hate on governments and all that kind of stuff, and then they go come out with a record that's like
the biggest fucking pop song for a year.
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
Yeah, it's used in any like trailer for a kid's movie.
Yeah, it's like the least anti-government, you know, political activist song ever.
Yeah.
When that song was really big on the radio, the other two songs that were right up there with it were
the Macarena?
Smash Mouth, Walking on the Sun, and Sugar Ray, I Just Want to Fly.
Yeah, nice. Sugar Ray, the best of the three.
You know what? I would agree with you that Sugar Ray is the best of the three.
Thank you, Corey. You will concede.
But you're forgetting the Canadian counterpart. Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, they're gonna say Len.
No,
did you steal my sunshine?
Yeah,
incest. Corey, you go. I get a point.
Next on my list is a group that my wife really likes.
Your wife?
And because she's played the record enough, I know like every lyric to every song.
Oh no.
And I don't hate it. It's turned that corner where like I first heard the music and I was like, no, thank you. And then she played it enough that I was like, yeah, you know what? It's all right. And that's, the Las Vegas band Panic at the Disco.
Oh, boo. Oh,
I know. I'm not proud of it, guys.
Oh, God.
At Corey D. Cook.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that gets a point.
It does. Yeah. I'm only trying to get points, guys.
I don't even have to ask. We don't
know.
No, match.
I guarantee you don't. Yeah.
All right. So another round two. Everyone has a point.
Woohoo! Yeah.
Timothy.
All right. So once again, if you can't understand the lyrics to crappy pop songs, they're not so bad.
Oh, no.
Okay, I don't know how to pronounce this artist's name.
Oasis.
So I used to be really into professional video gaming, particularly professional StarCraft. If you're into professional StarCraft, you got to follow the Korean scene because they are out of this world, right?
Okay.
So I used to watch a lot of Korean tournaments. And what do they play at Korean tournaments? They play K-pop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this one song in particular. It's called Bubble Pop. And I don't know what the artist's name is.
I think I've heard this song.
Huna?
Bubble Pop.
Bubble pop, bubble pop,
bubble pop, bubble 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 pop, bubble bubble pop pop. Anyway,
oh god, yeah. And you like that song?
I don't know why. Like I've heard a lot of K-pop because of that, and I don't like any of them. But for some reason, this one just fucking can't get out of my head.
Yeah,
is it seriously that bubble pop,
bubble pop,
bubble pop,
bubble pop?
No, I was, I was doing.
I thought that was bubble butt.
I was doing bubble butt.
Bubble 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 butt.
Yeah,
Dad, that should have been on my list.
Yeah. All right. Well, point for you.
Yeah, next on my list is Chameleon Air.
All right,
Dane.
I like the song "All the Things She Said" by the fake lesbian Russian group Tattoo.
I also like that song.
All the things she said, all the things she said.
Turning in my head, turning in my head.
Was that the group that would make out on stage?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but weren't lesbians at all.
Actually, their story is kind of sad. Like, they were forced to do a lot of shit that they didn't want to do.
Oh, by Putin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now kiss each other. Now it's illegal. All right, well, that's a point.
Tattoo.
I wish I had put that.
The plane, boss, the plane.
I do love that song.
I'm glad we can agree on something.
Yeah.
Dean. My next one, it's funny, somebody's already mentioned it, but it was Bubble Butt. I fucking, that's my fucking jam.
Is that Major Lazer?
Yeah, Major Lazer.
Major Lazer.
And the video is directed by Eric Wareheim.
It is.
Weirdest fucking thing. Yeah. Rap is getting weird.
It really is. Point for Dean. Nobody else had that?
We are well on our way to a five-way come dancer.
Holy shit. Okay. Next one. I'm just going to throw it out there. George Michael.
Because I got to have faith to faith.
You know what?
I actually love it.
George Michael is actually a pretty fantastic songwriter.
Yeah, I'm not embarrassed about
freedom,
that.
Freedom, I won't let you down.
Yeah, those are great songs.
We'll yeah.
Well, George, I don't George even... Michael did the saxophone one, right? There you go.
He's written a lot of songs, actually.
Yeah. Fucking do-do-do-do-bug. Wake me up.
Oh, that is.
You go, go.
I believe that was the other guy.
That was when he was with Wham.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he was with Wham. That's right.
Yeah, George Michael.
I'm tempted to say that that's not really a guilty pleasure because he's fantastic.
No, it's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, I'd give him a point. All right. In my opinion.
All right. This next one is a new one.
Mm-hmm.
For me. I have a long standing hatred with country music.
Oh.
And then recently I've had to play some country songs.
Katie Dayton.
Well, because of Katie Dayton, because of my artist that I represent, Katie Dayton, she showed me a song called Step Off by Casey Musgraves.
Okay.
That song is adorable.
I had that one.
What? Really?
No.
Oh, shit. It's
they
like
a fast
it's,
one.
It's a
step
fucking,
off of my lawn, go back
to your
country.
It's a it's a lady singer.
Oh, okay.
Step off of my lawn.
It's also a, like a slutty country girl.
Oh,
in all of her pictures, she's wearing like a short
man.
Daisy Duke.
I feel like a woman.
No, it's not that.
She ain't going to that purity ball.
but it's pretty twangy. Like it starts off with a banjo and like.
Yeah.
There's whistling in it. But yeah, okay. It's the first country song I've like that sounds country that I'm like, yeah. It's a really,
I know how to play
song.
The banjo.
Really?
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Shigeru Miyamoto.
Well.
No.
I have a banjo sitting
banjo.
Right next
it's
to me.
Now.
We do have a banjo.
I actually haven't played in like over a year. So
strum it, Corey.
Wait. Bang, bang, bang. Wait.
Honestly, no, that sounds great. I think you just need to tune it.
Come on. Let's hear it roll.
Can you play Freebird?
Anyway, who's up?
Corey just went and got a point. So that is Tim.
C. Musgrave.
Okay, so this one, I'm kind of worried that Dean might have it.
All right.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Nicki Minaj.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I don't like her music at all.
Oh.
He just likes her ass.
Yeah, he just wants
to
bury his face.
She has, like, multiple different personas, and I don't know, she's goofy, and I like it.
You feel that she's talented.
Yeah.
I think
she's a good entertainer.
She would be my guilty pleasure for just attractive people.
For his penis, it's on his guilty pleasure.
Attractive. Yeah.
Yeah. I give her the old
cock. She seems like a really cool person too. Once again, she says a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. She's one of those people that like I usually hate people with like fake tits and fake lips and fake asses, and she's like the epitome of that. But
yes.
For some reason, I'm still attracted to her.
But you adore her.
There's an interesting video on YouTube that where somebody has slowed down her voice.
Yeah,
and she sounds exactly like Jay-Z.
Yeah,
Dan, what's your next one?
I like the song Everybody by Backstreet Boys.
Everybody.
Yeah. I almost spit out all of the water that was in my mouth.
Can I tell you something? They almost made my list.
Are you serious?
I love that song.
Hold on.
Oh, man.
Can you
Doc
say
and I will get along?
Backstreet Boys
Guys.
Before you go NSYNC?
Bye, boom. I almost put Justin Timberlake, though.
But Justin Timberlake is, again, like George Michael, Justin Timberlake.
The damage is
good.
Done, so I guess I'll be leaving.
No, I figured Backstreet Boys would be less likely to be on anybody else's list. Nah, and I like that song. Actually, I just watched This Is the End.
This
recently.
Is the End.
Exactly. Here's the thing. As much as everybody claims to hate that song, guarantee no matter who you pulled from a crowd would know
every
fucking
word
to
every
that
word.
Song.
Yeah.
I bet.
Well, everybody probably knows the words to like the Macarena.
I'm Mr. Bucket, put the balls in my mouth.
Dean, I bet Macarena if we put that words? Song right put that song on right now, you'd probably know
you
most
know
of the words.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
He got it.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
All
right. Point for Dane.
All right. My next one, it might be obscure, but it's a disco song called Fly Robin Fly. It goes like, Fly Robin Fly.
Why is that?
Afternoon.
Why
delight?
Is that a guilty pleasure?
Because it's a really fucking girly, lame disco song, and all I usually hate disco as opposed to
okay.
fun. So.
All right.
Oh, yeah, Dad, this is a bad song.
Yeah. It goes,
I love disco, but I... That's,
or are you are you checking all the references for these?
No, just that particular.
It's as a disco fan, he's saying that's a terrible song.
It's a terrible song,
okay,
it is.
Got
but
it.
There's something about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's pretty all bad. Right.
Good one. My next one was a one-hit wonder. The special thing about this, though, is that I listened to a lot of her songs.
You bought her sophomore album?
I have all her albums on my iTunes, on my iPod, and I enjoy her immensely. Lisa Loeb.
She was not a one-hit wonder, my friend.
Yeah, she was. You say I only hear what I
she
want. What
is,
was her other hit?
She is glorious. I don't know.
Yeah, see?
Jewel came around and sort of wiped her off the map. But.
Yeah.
I like Lisa Loeb. She's not on my list, but yeah. That song got
She's
me
great.
Through summer camp.
I remember that. I was in summer camp
you,
with
I
you.
Think
We used to sing that song together and hold hands.
You say.
take our final hair. Plunge.
I walk
into
slow
the lake.
All the time. So.
That's not the lyric, but.
I don't know.
I walk slow all the
Isn't
time.
Isn't that how it goes? So. I think she says that.
I talk so all the time.
Oh, I talk so.
So.
I was thinking of myself.
No. No.
All right.
Lisa Loeb, that's again.
Lisa Loeb.
She's good.
She's good. She's really good.
Didn't make my list.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Point for me.
Next on my list is a pop singer from India.
Oh, I know who it is.
Yeah. From the moment I heard this song, it instantly became.
Chinook Chin?
It is.
Daylor Mendy.
It is absolutely Daylor Mendy.
Daylor Mendy.
It is my favorite song on the planet.
As soon as Dude. Tim said that fucking Chutney Soka bullshit he said at first.
Yeah. What the fuck? Chutney Soka.
Whatever
it
was.
Man.
Whatever that Venezuelan shit is.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, Nacho's not hard
Nacho
to remember.
And dog.
Nacho Libre.
Yeah.
Nacho and dog.
Whenever you said that, I was like, oh shit, I should have put Daylor Mendy. Because I love tunak tunak tun tunak tunak.
I introduced it to my new coworkers. We play it on a loop almost every day.
It's a great song.
It's so great.
Dance memorized and everything.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And the music
the little,
video is like
little walk up your arm guy.
The music video is almost Captain Planet.
It totally is. It's Indian Captain Planet.
Each one is an element.
Earth.
Yeah. Wind.
This is pretty much
fire. Curry.
What? One of the races.
Cumin.
In Warcraft,
what's
they
that?
They made their dance. Their when you type in slash dance and they do the dance, they made it the dance from that music video.
What? In
I
what?
Don't know though, guys. Is this really a guilty pleasure? I mean, come
it
on.
Is. In
That's
what?
An amazing
Wait, where's
song.
This dance at? What
it is
game?
An amazing song.
World of Warcraft.
Oh, shit.
The Draenei males. If you did slash dance, they did the Daylor Mendy
dance. Tunak Tunak Tun dance?
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
That's great. Good one. Point.
Thank you.
Tim, I think we're on the last one, right?
Yep. Okay. Yep. We're down to, so far, no
we
one
need
has
to
lost
match
a point.
Somebody, otherwise we're going to have five-way cum dancers, and that's embarrassing.
I want it to happen.
All right. Tim, go.
Okay, so only some of his music is embarrassing. Some of it, he's actually a legitimately good songwriter, but still some of his songs make me embarrassed.
Can I guess?
Bruno,
yeah. Oh, you just read
Bruno go Mars. Ahead. That's what I was going to guess.
Bruno Mars, yeah.
I was going to guess John Mayer.
John Mayer John almost Mayer. Made my list.
Bruno Mars. Actually, Bruno Mars almost made my list.
I don't know that Bruno Mars would be a guilty pleasure.
For me, it would.
Really?
Yeah, that's not the type of music I usually listen to.
Because
yeah,
Bruno Mars yeah. is fantastic. Again, like fantastic yeah. songwriter. I mean, I guess if we're counting Boy
Locked
George.
Out of heaven.
George Michael. But he also wrote that B.O.B. song.
Bob?
What the fuck is that?
Bob the Builder?
Bob the
well,
Builder.
Well, you know, it's your call, but for me, it's not something that I open.
He wrote that music, that CeeLo really song like that
Fuck You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wrote that
Driving
song.
Driving around town with the girl I love, and I'm like, fuck you. Yeah, he wrote that.
Yeah. I mean, we'll count it. It's fine.
Yeah.
But
no, I would totally count that as a guilty pleasure.
He's
it almost made my list.
So fantastic.
I get that, but if you're embarrassed by it, it's your guilty pleasure.
No, I suppose. Yeah. That's why we can't really cancel anybody's because.
Yeah.
It's all subjective, sure. But.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We can only cancel if we have the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good one. Dane.
I fucking love Scatman John.
Oh, fuck. Why didn't that one get on
board? I'm the Scatman. That's great. That is a perfect one.
I love that song.
Is perfect.
That is that is a great song.
The Scatman can do it, and so can you.
I actually like scat in general, which is embarrassing.
You like
shit?
That's fucking gross, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. I like fucking it. I like making it into shapes.
Yeah. Molding it like clay.
Yeah.
Point
what do they call it when you put shit in a condom and then use it as a dildo?
I
think that's
party time, I
Thursday?
Literally right now.
I think you call it the Shy Kids.
Shy Kids, shit in a condom.
That's what Martha KCMO calls our show.
She did not like our show.
No.
All right. So far we know that at least Tim and Dane are going to be doing cum dancers.
Yeah.
We do that all the time. In
Dean.
My last one is a modern one that people would actually know. It's Talk Dirty to Me.
Talk Dirty to Me.
My girlfriend and I sing that shit all the time.
Jason Derulo?
Yeah, I think
I have no idea who the fuck that is.
It's really bad.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a fucking horrible song.
I'll agree with you.
Dirty to me. Is that the one from...
It's not Poison.
Oh, okay. That's the song that's in my head.
No, it's about a dude going around the world fucking every girl that he meets.
Oh. And, right up here.
So it's my autobiography. Damn it.
Yeah. This one, I can already feel the hatred coming from Corey, even though I haven't even said it yet, but I know. But she does do good songs. Miley Cyrus.
You fucking asshole. No.
Potty in the USA.
Here's the thing.
The best thing about that song is that Weird Al made a parody of it, and it's amazing.
What is his version called?
Party in the CIA. Yeah, of course. It is amazing. You got to listen to it.
Hands up to sing my song, butterfly, fly away. Also, I have Wrecking Ball stuck in my head.
Here's the thing. I was... Oh, a little kitty cat action over there. Yeah.
Show us your kitty cat, ladies.
I can't control it.
I actually like Wrecking Ball as a song.
Yeah. I also like We Can't Stop.
I've only seen it on mute, so I don't
stop. Only watch it on mute.
Yeah.
Every other song.
That's not a lie. Actually, I never heard the song.
Every other song I've heard from Miley Cyrus is absolutely terrible. I will give you points for Miley Cyrus. But
yeah,
you.
That's a good one.
I'm disappointed in you, Doug.
Fucking idiot.
Her cover of Jolene by Dolly Parton's really good,
did
too.
Did she do a cover of Jolene?
She did, and it's awesome.
Really?
Yes.
Dolly Parton's her godmother.
What a whore.
Fun fact. I got my handcuffs, my cyanide pills, my classified dossier. Tapping the phones like, yeah. Shredding the files like, yeah.
So I neutralized
all the enemy spies. I got to neutralize today.
Corey's Corey's so brave. He doesn't like Miley Cyrus.
I don't like Miley Cyrus.
All right,
Miley
Corey,
Cyrus.
What's your last one that no one's going to match on?
I know. We're heading straight to five-way come dancers. Should I even reveal it? It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, of course it does.
I absolutely love Robert Palmer.
Dude. I love Robert Palmer, and I did not put him on because to me that is not a guilty pleasure.
Here's the thing. He looked like an old dude doing pop music in the 80s.
That's exactly what he was.
You're addicted to that's a good song, man.
It is a great
Simply
song.
Irresistible.
They're fantastic.
They're fantastic. Like it's several people.
He means the songs.
The songs.
Oh, yes. Okay.
The songs you mentioned are fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed to say that, who are you a fan of? Like,
yeah, I mean,
Robert Palmer,
dude. You gave me Bruno Mars. You should get Robert Palmer.
All right, you get Robert Palmer, but I disagree that he's a guilty pleasure. He's loud and proud, my friends. Sounds crazy, but I'm frightened by the sound of the telephone.
I would say tally your points, but I'm pretty sure we all know everybody got five.
Five-way cum dancers.
So how does this work?
Yeah. Well, we come up with a topic, and then we go in the
rapid fire.
Same order we just went rapid fire, yelling things from the top.
How's this going to work?
This is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah. So, Tim, do you want to present the topic?
I'm so nervous, guys.
Who had the cum dancers
topic?
I think you
had one.
Yeah, you said you had. No, I said I had a theme song.
Oh,
what's the theme song?
Sing it. Come in my hands. I dance across the... Can't do it.
I don't know. Might as well face it. You're addicted to cum.
Doctor, give me the cum. I got a bad case of dancing in it.
Cum dancing night.
All right.
States with legalized weed.
God, we're already out.
Washington.
No, that's not it.
I'm kidding.
When we do announce the real one, though, Tim, you just go, and then Dane, and then Dean.
Dean, Doc, and me.
Gay celebrities.
Gay celebrities. Go. I like it. Go, Tim.
Ellen Page.
RuPaul.
Elton John.
Ricky Martin.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Ella DeGeneres.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Fuck, I'm out.
Dean's out. Lance Bass.
Portia de Rossi.
Fuck, that was mine. David Hyde Pierce.
Oh, good one.
Shit. Colossus and the X-Men.
No, you're out. Jim Parsons.
He's gay?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he is.
dude from Frasier. No, fucking Jodie Foster.
Ooh, good one.
Is she gay?
Yeah.
I'm out.
Oh, Ron Howard. Damn it! Corey wins.
I almost panicked and said Rick Perry.
David Hyde Pierce is who I was looking for.
Well, they already said that.
Oh, did they?
One of them did.
Yeah, I said it.
Yeah.
How did I not say George Takei? Jesus.
Oh, George Takei. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Oh, that was so fucking nerve-wracking.
Corey won cum dancers.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Because I thought Ron Howard was gay
Ron
for a second.
Ron Howard. Who are you looking for?
You wish.
I pictured a redhead. And I don't know who it was.
Nobody said Ian McKellen.
No.
No.
I almost did. Like, when Dane said Magneto.
No, it's Colossus.
Oh.
Colossus.
Ian McKellen popped into my head, but I just couldn't think of the, like.
Just couldn't get it out.
Colossus, it out. Daniel right. Cudmore.
I don't even know who that is.
I pulled that from my fucking brain. That's Colossus.
Oh, oh.
Oh, yeah, and he's gay.
I don't know.
He's also,
He looks gay.
Hope so.
Oh,
wow,
man.
What's his name? Fucking.
Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper. Yeah.
Fucking hell. All right. Well,
Doc Wheatley.
Look, I'm glad you guys don't drop the ball.
Oh, it was only inevitable
hey
one
guys,
of us.
Thanks for having us on your podcast. Yeah. That was real swell.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, it was a fun episode.
Yeah, this was really fun. We're going to have to do a spin-off podcast where we just all hang out.
Yeah. It's just called friendship.
You know what? You know what? We could also add an element of video game playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually have been thinking about doing a more Shy Kids like podcast, but with a video game emphasis for our site. So,
I was just trying to segue to the Shy Kids appearance on
Shark Tank.
Shark Tank.
Game
Chunk. Well, we gotta do. We gotta
that
do.
That, yeah, say, that sounds like something that exists.
You guys would be there. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. Let us know when that comes to fruition.
Yeah. Well, let me know when you want me to move to Seattle and which room is mine.
Well, actually, I visit Orange County on a fairly regular basis. So next time I'm down there, I'm gonna have to go to that garage.
You should plan it out because my brother lives in Seal Beach.
Yeah.
So next time I go visit him.
Cool.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Cool. Yeah. Well, yeah. Whenever you guys are in town, sure.
Yeah.
We could hang out in the flesh.
Yeah,
the fleshlight.
We'll have to buy a new microphone.
Do they make like a four-way fleshlight where it's like shaped like a cross? And there's
five of us.
There's like a hole.
I have a hot
one.
Glue gun, so we can make one.
It's well, somebody's got to hold it.
It's got. It's like a trident situation. You have to have a master cock and then like three branching ones.
And then everything touches in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh,
if you're lucky.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind
of
like.
Some of us might not make it all the way.
Yeah, I might not make it all the way.
Those little things that used to pop up in Mega Man, they'd pop up and then they'd shoot bullets out in every direction. I'm picturing that, but, you know, without the bullets shooting out, just holes for penises.
Yeah,
perfect. There you go.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I picture everything with holes for penises.
Any hole that existed ever.
Yeah, including ladies' underwear.
Speaking
the problem
of holes
is they
for
don't
penises.
Have holes.
Who gets to drink the chamber afterwards? Anyway.
Whoever comes last.
Guys, we'll leave that question with you, the listener.
Do you guys have separate clubs or plugs or the same plugs?
Clubs.
Well, let's join
club
a club.
No docs allowed.
That's what they call their podcast. It's a club.
I'm in the 900 club.
I'm in the No Danes Allowed club.
Yeah. Oh, man. Your brother ruined it for me.
Yeah.
I'm in Shark Club. That's club with a C.
Nice.
It's all one word.
All right,
We're the same plugs. So
okay, go ahead and do them.
Well, we don't really do anything solo yet.
Go ahead and do them in unison
plug
together.
Away.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Shark Tank.
I declare a thumb war. Ah, shit. Okay.
Sharktank.com. That's shark with a C. We have a number of really cool shows. There's the Was It Worth It podcast. There's Deckheads, a tabletop competitive gaming show.
Perfect.
There's Game Chums. It's a cooperative Let's Play show. You can find all of this on YouTube. Just look for Shark Tank Media.
Yeah, it's just called, our YouTube account's just called Shark Tank. And also visit our website because we have cosplay photos, and who doesn't like to look at cosplay? It's cool, right?
Fuck
also,
yeah.
Other articles about comics and other things, whatever. I'm not involved in that, so I don't care. No, really, though, it's great, so check it out.
That's the cool stuff. Check us out. We make stuff.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Sharktank.com. All right, Dean, do your long ones.
I'll keep it short. I got, if you want to see any of my jokes in Twitter form, you can go to @FruitsyCollins. And you can also go to DeanBotino.com to see my online portfolio. You want to buy anything, you can go to, society6.com/FruitsyCollins. I got some of my pixel art up there that you can buy on a number of different items.
Nice.
That's it.
You can find my YouTube gaming channel on DocWheatley.com playing Red Dead. By the time this airs, you will see a new episode called Drowning Simulator.
What?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, I've heard of this. Yeah, I've been wanting to play that.
And you can also follow me on Twitter at DocuWheat. And you can also follow me on Facebook. It's facebook.com/DocuWheat.
Corey's
my
plugs.
My plugs. You can follow me on Twitter at Corey D. Cook. You can follow my band at BDR Rocks. Go to brontdownrunning.com. You can go to ArcadianRecords.com for my record label, or follow us on Twitter at Arcadian Records.
Yeah.
Go out and buy Katie Dayton's new album, Now or Never. It's fantastic.
Wait, so if I don't download it now, I can't ever download it? Let's
go. Now or never.
The album is called Now or Never.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was supposed to, you know, make people feel urgent.
Yeah. Like In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with a lyric that she sings.
Yeah.
No, it has to do with a woman not wanting you to wait before. Yeah.
It's very telling.
Now or never, motherfucker.
No, it's a great album. We're really proud of it. We're trying to take it on the road this summer. So
nice. That's awesome.
I think that's all my plugs.
Wow.
I rocketed through those.
All right.
Awesome. Well, as far as Shy Kids stuff, if you're listening to us on More Like Radio, you can always go to theshykids.com to download the episode in case you missed it.
Yeah. Also on iTunes and Stitcher.
Yep. Just search for The Shy Kids.
If you're listening to the podcast and you want to hear us on the radio, you can go to morelikeradio.com. That is Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific.
MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com.
Yeah.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Where the cock in your dick.
MoreLikeRadio.com.
Perfect.
MoreLikeRadio.com.
You could follow our podcast on Twitter at Shy Kids Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You can also like our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TheShyKids. And then if you want to contact the show, you could either post on our Facebook page, tweet us, or email us comments@theshykids.com.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Hey, did we mention that Shark Tank has a Facebook page? Because we do.
Oh.
We also have like a Twitter and the Tumblr. I don't know.
Toss it all in. Things. Say it all right now.
I just did.
What is it? Is it facebook.com/Shark Tank? Let's find out.
Shark Tank with
honestly,
a C.
Honestly, we're the only Shark Tank with a C.
No K.
Yep, facebook.com/Shark Tank. That's SHARCTANK.
Counterculture.
You should have tank. You should have put a C on the end of tank, too.
Yeah.
That would look extra weird.
That would look like some weird foreign word.
It's the Shiakatong.
Shiakatong. Yeah, they're not
Armenian. I don't want to get too weird with it.
They're not Armenian. What the fuck are you doing? All right. And as always, remember,
this never happened.
Hashtag Doc for Hatter.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Last Sunny Show!
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the
Mark Out Radio.
Mark Out Radio.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
Brainstorm Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Daddy Wampus.
Orange Room.
More Radio!
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.